Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 150th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guests are Maria Elizabeth Ferreira. Don't ever get that right.
Ferreira
Cushing and Leonardo de Graça. Maria is originally from Cape Verde or Cabo Verde in West Africa. She came to the United States in 1982 and has lived, worked, and volunteered in Maine since the early 1990s. Last summer, New Mainers Speak show 107, she was on this program telling stories from her childhood, and she's back today to tell us about her work and her grand-scale volunteer project. Welcome back to New Mainers Speak, Maria.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Kathy.
And welcome, Leonardo. Leonardo is Maria's nephew. He's a young man studying economics at University of Southern Maine, starting in a few days. And he's also from Cabo Verde. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So let's take it from the top. Maria, you are a respiratory therapist and cardiology technician who speaks English, Spanish, Portuguese, French, and Cabo Verdean Creole. I'm kind of curious about how often you use these other languages when you're at work at Maine Med Center.
Pretty much almost every day because you cross around the people. And also outside, we have all the newcomers, Mainer, which is majority speak Portuguese, French, or other language. So we connect almost every day, most of the time.
Yeah, with workers probably as well as people using the hospital services.
Yes, well, we do because we have to communicate with them, and the majority, they go to MedMed, like everybody now, that's the bigger hospital in town. And most immigrants is on the Poland.
They offer immigrant health services through Maine Med Center too, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
Interpreter services.
Yeah. So that would really likely be people's first choice hospital as an immigrant.
Yes, that's true.
So, Leonardo, you're a young entrepreneur right out of Deering High School. You arrived in the United States in 2005. Tell us about your business that you've started and what your goals are with Lacuna.
Yeah, the business that I started this summer is called Lacuna or Lacuna Apparel. And the meaning of Lacuna, because a lot of people ask, it's Lacuna means, you know, an empty space, you know. It's like there's an empty space out there and our goal is to, you know, fill it. And then our slogan is fill the void. And we're starting to let you know, put our thoughts and designs into it and our creations, and we want to express it to others. And so far, a lot of people are like understanding that goal and they want to help us out. And as, you know, years come and months go, we want to continue to express that. And so far, a few days ago, we came out with our first shirt, and we post stuff on Instagram or on our page. We do videos, photos. We just want to be out there and expressing our ideas to other people.
If people are interested in seeing that, what's your? How can they reach you?
Yeah, you could find us on Instagram at Lacuna_apparel.
Wonderful. Lacuna_apparel. And if you go to my webpage, you will see a picture later on today when I upload it of the three of us and Lacuna Apparel.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us about how you two know each other and how you came to work on some projects together in the area.
Yeah, Maria is my aunt, and she's been here all my life, you know, helping me with whatever I need. And she's like a figure like I look up to, and to someone I want to be in the future.
Oh, that's really kind. Now, you must have 100 nieces and nephews.
I do, but in Poland, actually, we're very small. And Cape Verde has a cute number, as other countries in Africa. But I'm always be the leader on the family. And they, I try to build up this confidence to my family to look for themselves and see what they can be inspired and do in the future.
You are your daddy's girl. I remember he did that with all of you, too, right? Didn't he reach out and try to help you each find your own dream?
Dreams,
and here you're cultivating your nephew's dream to be an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You said he always knew he wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Yes, he always knew what he wanted to be. And then he just is a confident. Actually, it's so strange. Both of them, one of them wanted to be a lawyer. He already knows. He's even in the, they're in high school going this year. And he's always talking about business. It's very good in money. He's not the guy to spend the money. He likes to work, but he knows what he wants with his money.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I feel confident he's going to be successful on the economist.
I wish every teenager had an auntie like you. Don't you? Wouldn't that help? I think so. So if you're just joining this program, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guests today are Maria Elizabeth Ferreira Cushing and Leonardo de Gracia. Maria has had a big idea in 2003, and now it's a reality. Tell us all about Friends of Mind, Amigos de Mente, and how it started in 2003, Maria.
Well, I am Amigos de Mente, which we call Friends of Mine. It was idea come true from the what we see in Pola as grown as immigrants in 2002. It wasn't that many, but we enough to do something on the community to make a difference, and people can see we exist in Maine. So for myself, I was so glad because I've always been the model in the community, even in Cape Verde, being a source of work. I always work with the community on a project. Even the youths and stuff try to do something to keep people busy outside the doors. So coming to Maine, it was an opportunity for me to do it. And seeing we wasn't that many people from other countries here, I tried to create culture, and then people can be seeing what we offer to Maine, another side story where we are. So that's what I started a nonprofit to bring the community together of different countries and do cultural festivals and then do programs. And at the same time, education things being, because I was already working my med, bring a doctor to explain about education, about a lot of things people will know which you don't have a chance to do in our country. And then we started build up, and then people started get together. And with the international food, all these things. Until now, we have so many organizations, so many things. But that's what I start. But Friends of Mine is basically bring people together and see what the issue is, helping the immigrants and see what they can settle here in Maine. And then also international, we go over the seas helping, donate and do stuff. That's what I've been doing most of the time. But now, since we have a lot of organizations here, so I do a little bit called Immigrants Reunions in the Pigs Island, which I started doing for about 5 years. But this year, by the way, that's my last year, because I think I should move on and let somebody else do it.
Uh-huh.
And then, which is they changed the name, they put a We Love Maine. That's the name they come out, the youths come out to that, which is good. After 5 years, we need to change. Change is always good. But along we know what you need to be done.
You
so that's
do
good.
Well, because you're adaptable. And there you are adapting, even your own, letting your own baby have a new name.
Yes, that's great. You know, things get to change. You got to give opportunity. You got to be open to new change. So that's why we got to do it this year. So it's going to be next week. And Pigs Island, John Landon is going to be different. And then we get people from Maine, people coming from Boston. We're trying to mingle and merge it and put people together and share our culture.
Cool. So there are two things going on here. There's an organization called Friends of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
It means you share one mind,
yes,
which I love. I think that's great.
I
could
mean,
have easily been called Lacuna as well, just filling the void for organizing locals, right?
Yeah.
And you take kind of medical missions abroad.
This, right.
As well as medical supplies.
Correct.
You have many partners, a number of hospitals and individuals and B&M Baked Beans, I think I saw online.
Yeah.
So you take supplies overseas. You go to three rural islands
correct.
In Cape Verde or Cabo Verde.
Mm-hmm. We have a project in Guinea-Bissau, too.
Oh, in Guinea-Bissau,
too. Uh-huh.
So this doesn't just happen. It needs funding.
Correct.
And so you work year-round tirelessly on the side to get support for this project.
Correct.
And out of that comes the immigrant reunion.
Yes. Immigrants reunion, and also I participate at some of the festivals. Like, for example, there's a Festival of a Nation, or there's a any festival around Maine, we have a table set up. So I get a group of people and we start a cook and international food we sell. That's the way I raise my money.
I see. I've seen you at this. Yeah. I saw you at the Pride Parade serving
Pride
it up.
Parade. Yeah, all this.
Mm-hmm. So you make money. And then you pour it back into this
correct
nonprofit.
That's right. Yeah.
You must really love going back there and seeing the faces of people who thought they'd been forgotten. And
that's
you
true.
Come in with resources they don't have any access to.
Yes.
What kinds of things do you take with you?
Okay. Every time is it different. I do take hospital supplies, which is donate, but hospitals, and also some individual who have some stuff like wheelchairs and stuff outside they don't need. They know I've been doing this. So they call Elizabeth, a mattress and stuff all over the Maine. They say, come in and pick it up that you need it. So we get a container, we fill it up. And then we raise their money, and that's why we ship there to the countries.
How much is it take to ship a container?
It depends, because the thing about that, I'm so involved in that, and my community in Boston, which is big, their ships going all the time to Africa, like almost every week. And then if you fill the container, like 40-foot container, you're not alone. So you can take like quarter that container or half is just enough for you to pay to send it. But there's a ship going every week to Cape Verde or Guinea-Bissau, every apartment from Boston, so it's no problem.
Wow. Mm-hmm. The whole world I know nothing about. So I hope you have weather like this for your event next week.
I hope so.
So let's talk a little bit about this event that you're creating. It's the 6th annual party. This year it's being called We Love Maine.
Yes.
And you're going to get people together, put them on a ferry, take them to Peaks Island, have a big festival with music, awards, delicious food, mm-hmm. dancing.
Dancing, yes.
And then everybody comes back to Portland satisfied that they've had a Maine adventure.
That's true.
They can love Maine a little bit more.
They are. You know?
Tell us about some of the people that are going to be there next week and what you expect.
Well, we try to invite a lot of people. People coming from New York, Boston, and all over the place. So we also have singers and band who come in from Massachusetts. And then and a DJ, they all come from Massachusetts. So the reason I try, because this is the people I know, they wanted to come to Maine to share their culture. And I'm being Cape Verdean, so I like to bring the band. Who knows? We brought a Guinea-Bissau band, too, which is all part of that. And then they come in here to share the culture and then dance and music. So that's why we have this. We have Zerui Depina, which is the singer, and they're going to be on the stage. Also, it's been around the United States all over the place to play. So you're going to give us some hands to share his new CD and stuff. We have a Kochipo. Kochipo is a band. It's basically accordion. It's very typical fast music, like a Latino or Cuban mix it.
Yeah, it really does sound quite Cuban.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, island.
Yes. Yeah. And that's because we're from Ireland, too.
Yeah.
And they call Kochipo. So people have to wear comfortable clothes and sneakers, and then you can dance all day, so which is fun. They've been here before. They was here the year before, so people knows about that. And then the DJ is a kind DJ where can brought all different kind of music, all countries' music will be there. And then it's going to be fun. And I think, and the food's going to be international. So what do? People coming from Maine, from Boston, New York, they want to be place like Maine. Because, you know, everybody talk about Maine, how nice, oh, nice beach, nice, there's the island. And they wanted to know Maine, and they come, of course. We have to pay for the expenses there. But however they pay, we mix them with the main nurse who doesn't have money, but they cook something, we share it, and we pay. It's not like something, but we keep in mind, if we are going to have fun, I'm not fond by anybody. So I don't have no sponsor, anything. But I try to create things and to show we can do things our own. You know, it's not easy, but sometimes we needed to stress and be free and do something. You know, you can't just always wait for people to do it, you know. People will have. If people doesn't have, we put together. You cook something, you bring it, the other people who don't want it, will pay, and then we'll pay for the space, and we do. It's fun.
Sounds That's great. All a real homegrown party. Just a summer party on the beach,
right? It's a summer
party.
One time, and the kids love it. Kids from Poland, they want to be outside of Poland. They want to go there. And I'm having a big problem because the space is small for kids. And all the parents started to say, oh, now this time you need just a few kids to go. I said, because we don't have a space. It's not big anymore. But they all love to go to islands.
How many people end up getting ferried out to Peaks Island for this event?
Every year, usually, we over 200 people, adults and children. And when we get in the boat at 1 o'clock, usually it's no boat, you know, ferry to go. But they always give us extra because they know we left the people behind. So it's always a lot of people going there. But we're not doing it in the Lions Club, but we're doing it on the John Lander, which is much smaller because it's getting expensive on the other side. So with limitations, like 120, maybe 150 people. And that will getting us a lot of problem because the kids, parents want to take their kids, but it's totally different.
So your group's getting bigger and your space is getting smaller.
Because it's getting expensive.
And everybody knows they're going to get some good food, fabulous music.
Yeah, but on that $25 and you get a food include.
Uh-huh.
And ferry is not expensive and we don't charge for the kids. You know, it's just adult, that $25.
Leonardo,
and 15 for men.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Leonardo, have you been to this event before?
Yeah, in the past few years I've attended it, and I've seen, like, when I was younger, you know, it was fun being there with all the kids, you know, seeing all your friends that you haven't seen all summer, and then swimming, enjoying the food, enjoying all the vibes there. It's amazing.
What a cool summer event. And are there people from all over the world there, or is it mostly West Africans?
No, there's people all over. I've had friends from, like, Ethiopia there. And, you know, Central Africa, like Congo, and they've all been there. Yeah.
Very nice.
Mainers, too. All American. Mm-hmm. Everybody's is there. It's not exception. Everybody's mixed. It's
I
just
think
like
this
international.
Sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
So if somebody were to want to be one of those lucky 150 people, how would they get a ticket?
Yeah, they could contact either Maria, her daughter, or me at 207-210-8270. That's the first number. And the second number would be 207-409-6376. And the third number is 207-899-8893. If you have any questions or anything regarding the event, just call one of those numbers.
Great. And I'll get those numbers from you and put them on the website on newmainerspeak.com if people want to look them up.
And also, there's going to be someone on the ferry, Casco Bay, for any information and selling the ticket to make something much easy for people. And if you want to get your reservation, so you can call ahead and then we'll be there just to pick it up.
Okay, great. So $25 gets mm-hmm. you the ferry ride, and the food, and the music.
Yes, correct.
Oh, how lovely. And if people wanted to learn more about Friends of Mind, Amigos de Mente, mm-hmm. how would they do that?
Well, we have a website, www.friendsofmind.org, Amigos de Mente. That's an organization, nonprofit. It's been around since 2002 to 2003. So you get information, everything we do so far, either here or outside the country, international. We get the various projects international. So beside being a medical mission, we go. I'm going to try to create now a work with the kids in Cape Verde, also in Guinea-Bissau, a focus in women and then agriculture and the fish business. And also I'm connected with the immigrants on the Barcelona, which I was there last year. They invite me on Catalonia to see how they're working. They got a project in Guinea-Bissau in terms of women and helping immigrants, helping the women in the country in Guinea-Bissau to how they can produce, how they can be successful on their life to make money to get a life.
Wow. So when you were a new immigrant and you were working at a shrimp factory, did you ever imagine that you would have a respected job and be able to do this kind of work for both this community and your home country?
Well, to me, as an immigrant, Cape Verdean people, we always be immigrants. And no matter what, when you come in the United States, you have to start low and build up yourself. Because one thing, you can't transcript your diploma, anything, to go get the job. And years ago, they say you can do that, but not anymore. So you have to start somewhere. In English, they teach us, because in the high school in Cape Verde, you get 6 years on the French and 4 years in English before you graduate from high school. So you have basically the base how to read and write. But our English is for England. So when you come in here, it's not because you don't understand, but it's because you need to build up your life. So you get to start like other immigrants and the base of which you are. But it's a job challenge. You make money. You have to work. So no matter what you start, you got to pay your bills. So start somewhere is nothing. I've been in a shrimp company like for 3 months, but in 6 months, I was supervised there because I get a knowledge. I know how to read and write. And then the company, he knows who I am. And then I was pretty much going to build up. 6 months, I started being the supervisor. And then I be inspector, inspectioned all the shrimp. And I build up my career until now.
Yeah, really.
So
lots of steps.
To be there. It's a lot of experience because I never done that before. It was hard for me. But what is the importance? I'm working and I build up. And I know what I come in here for. To successful build up my life.
Did you ever have a time when you thought, I just can't do this? It's too long a staircase.
Well, before I come to settle in the United States, I've been in the United States twice before that. Because it's just a step, the life here. Being a source of work, it's much easier there. But coming here and see the way people work in the pace by hours, for me, it was too hard. But my brother, which has been here since 1970, say, you know what? You have your brothers, and you need to build up. You need to go to college. You need to do this. Help your brothers. So just make sure you know what you want. Every time you come in from Cape Verde and go back, you waste your time. You better stay. So I decide on the 30th time to stay.
Third time's the charm.
So take chance and go to school, but I get a job, by the way, and work. As you know, Cape Verdean people in Massachusetts, that's all they care. They're all over the world. They work hard.
You are not afraid of work.
No, we're not. Cape Verdean. No.
You work while you're going to school, while you're organizing events. Do you sleep?
I do sleep. Well, I like to keep my mind busy, do something important. You know, you get to build up, you know. It's the reason why I'm in this life, you know.
Leonardo, what are your hopes and dreams going forward? What are you hoping your life might include?
Bottom line is I hope to be successful and, you know, be able to take care of my family in the future. And I can achieve that by, you know, either school, entrepreneurship, or, you know, expressing my ideas in whichever way, you know, makes me successful.
I bet you trust yourself that you're going to just keep having new ideas.
Yeah.
It's hard to say what those are going to be.
Yeah, I try to, get inspired off of other people online, in person. You know, sometimes it's hard. You know, you struggle coming up with stuff, but, you know, you always got to fight through it. You can never give up.
And you say when you talk about Lacuna, are you working with a team of
people?
Yeah,
I work with two other friends. One is Claude Kirangozi, and the other is his older brother, Camille Kirangozi. And we've been childhood friends, and we finally, you know, came up with an idea, and we want to express it to the world.
I really think that's the ticket, right? The collaboration. It's hard to do a lot by yourself, but when you put those twigs together, that bundle of sticks is unbreakable.
Yeah.
You figured this out early.
Yeah, we could still be figuring it out, but we'll get there.
Good.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I just said to him, he's usually owner on the, he's been owner on the school. I want him to keep studying because I want her to get a good grade also. I know he like business, but I really want him to be the honor student like he'd been on a high school.
Yes, stay the honor student. Keep studying. You're going to be studying economics, which is a great platform for lots of different business pursuits.
That's all we can do our kids. It's just education and make sure they be successful.
I agree. Maria, you're so kind to come back to the show. And Leonardo, thank you for joining us today. You're both wonderfully generous and contribute to the richness of at least two communities, ours here in Maine and rural towns of Cabo Verde. So thank you so much for being my guests today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. Please join us each week for similar interviews with diverse members of our community. If you would like to hear this complete interview or interviews from previous weeks, please visit newmainerspeak.com. And check out more related information at facebook.com/newmainerspeak. New Mainers Speak is also rebroadcast on Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on WERU-FM in Blue Hill and Bangor area. I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song Maria and Leonardo have chosen for us. Maria, can you introduce the song that we're using to wrap things up today?
The song is about the funana, which is accordion and mixed with the guitar and things. It's a typical traditional music from Cape Verde for the group, the band called Ferro Gaita.
I think you're going to love it.